I have to start by telling you that personally, I am on a roll. Now, I think folks know that I try to be humble in the pulpit. But this morning, I have to tell you that I have serious momentum going in my life. I really do. On the big picture, I'm thrilled. My beautiful wife, Kristen, Micah, and I just moved to a warm new home in Mount Airy. And I love being daddy to little Micah Moo. And Kristen is 2 weeks away from her due date to having our second child. So I feel very fortunate. But my momentum that I'm talking about today comes from a little bit more specific micro effort that I want to share with you about today, a particular exercise that I am doing that is freeing me up and energizing me for living my life. Do I sound like a corny TV commercial? Here it is. I'm going through all my stuff and getting rid of everything I don't want or need. When Kristen and I decided to move, we made a commitment together to go through everything in the basement, the kitchen, closets, dressers, and on the bookshelves. And we committed to taking action. So whatever we don't need or want, we're giving away to friends or the Salvation Army or recycling or throwing away. We have gone through sweaters, pants, shoes, boots, toys, books, pots, pans, Tupperware, camping equipment, and random stuff in the car trunks. At first, it was overwhelming, say the least. Many groupings needed more than one examination due to difficult decisions. And I still have to go through my socks and t-shirts one more time because there are some really tough calls in there. And to be honest, this is more a confession to my wife than to anybody. I was pretty lame going through my ties. I got emotionally weak and could not let go. So all these activities of decluttering and reducing have brought benefits, which I am really feeling throughout the course of my days. I feel lighter, freer, and higher energy for living. The decluttering helps me with my physical feng shui, where I work and live, but it's also helping with feng shui for the soul. And I've really come to believe in this, folks. I can't overstate it, especially in our cultural context today. I now, and I feel it's very directly connected to this, feel increased clarity about what is exciting or meaningful and important. One specific example happening simultaneously, I'm in a serious groove of selecting and reading good books because I've gotten rid of some other stuff that I know that might be interesting for someone else, but not for me. And I feel a lot more resistance with those examples. I'm not into wasting time, you know, because it's like when you clean your house and then like, don't put your feet up on the furniture. We just cleaned the house. I have decluttered, so I don't want waste and junk of time in my life. I think I'm experiencing some of what this excellent Swarthmore College psychologist Barry Schwartz talks about when he names the paradox of choice in America. He cites that many Americans slip downwards on the happiness scale when they have too many choices. In the grocery store, we're blessed with bounty physically, many of us in this country, 31 kinds of pickles to choose from. Depressing, overwhelming, the psychologists say. If you just need probably 2 jars of pickles to choose from. And that's what's happened with me with my clothes, my pants, or my shirts. So I'm just going to jump off there and offer a spiritual exercise for anyone who wants to share in the bounty of this goodness. Go through some of your stuff this week and pick a few items to get rid of. Give it away to someone you love or the Salvation Army or toss it in the trash, recycle it, just get it out of your possession. And this is not, I really believe in our culture, this is not just for folks with money and extra resources. Now, if a number of us do this together in community, it supports my next point much better. This spiritual exercise of declutter and downsizing helps us to live out our sixth and seventh principles of Unitarian Universalism. And I know that we all know them by heart, so let's say them out loud together. Number six. I don't know them by heart. I'm confessing. Number six is the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. And number seven is respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. So as a community, our many small efforts to reduce, reuse, and recycle combine and move us a bit closer to sustainable living for our communities. This embodies how we are connected to each other as humans and as part of this blue-green Mother Earth. It helps to put less stress on Mother Earth. An example is be a little less need for new goods to be produced, a little less carbon footprint. Well, you don't have to be a pack rat to hang on to things that aren't serving you anymore. We are Americans, are we not? And I really do believe this cuts across many socioeconomic groups. Most of us have more stuff than we want or need. So let me present it to you this way. Think of living life as an art form. Living your life as an art form. And just like any kind of artist can get artist's block, perhaps more commonly talked about as writer's block, we can get living block. Grammatically, I believe it would be called liver's block, but that does not sound as good. So I'm going to call living block, things that are blocking you from the art form of living. The genius Albert Einstein once asked, "Why do I get my best ideas in the shower?" Well, we don't have to be as accomplished as Einstein for us to identify with that experience. Why is it that when we're showering or brushing our teeth or driving the car or doing Warrior One in yoga that we get the aha moments? Oh, yeah, I've been worried about all this stuff, but that's what's important. Or that's where I can do a good thing today. And the rest of it is just kind of clutter that I need to get rid of. Thich Nhat Hanh, Vietnamese Buddhist monk, one of the top spiritual leaders of the world, talks about it this way. He says it's important for human beings to learn to find the treasure where you are standing. Find the treasure right where you are. When you're in deep contact with the present moment, everything you want appears. But then he goes on to say, sometimes people consume because they are afraid of being alone. Hold on to all this stuff because I'm afraid then if I let it go, I will be alone with me. So I really believe in this. Simplifying our lives in terms of material items can help us to get rid of other unhelpful dynamics in our lives, such as being afraid of being alone or fear of failure. I think this is connected to cognitive behavioral therapy, act your way into good thinking. I don't know many folks who succeed who don't go through fear of failure. And when I say succeed, I'm not just talking about people who become nurses and architects and doctors and lawyers and executives. When I say people who succeed in living life, I'm also talking about people who learn how to garden, how to serve as teachers in our Sunday school, how to have friends over for dinner, how to go camping, how to buy last-minute discount tickets for the Philadelphia Orchestra, and that will be even better with our exciting new director. Through these kinds of actions, folks experiment their way into living without the fear of failure dominating them. I don't know many folks who just, their whole lives were just a natural, yes, I go to the symphony. I knew my whole life I was a symphony goer. You know, many folks think, oh, you know, I'm not sure if I will appreciate the music, or if I'll look right there at Verizon Hall, or, you know, that's big culture. I'm not sure I know how to host, you know, I host dinner parties. I've always known my whole life I was a natural at hosting dinner parties. Some people, yes, but a lot of people fear. My living room looks too messy. I'm not a good enough cook. I don't know how to set the table. You have to, this is the clutter of perfectionism can block you from the art form of living. Another one is learning a second language. My wife and I are both fluent in Spanish. She is much more of a natural in language. It took me forever, 10 years of formal studying in Spain and Costa Rica, living in Mexico. I couldn't get it. One of my biggest blocks is I was afraid of making mistakes. My friends and I have a lot of jokes of my public inaccurate statements in Spanish. If you want the benefit of learning a second language and being able to communicate with a richer variety of human beings and be able to appreciate and go deeper in understanding another culture, I guarantee you got to get okay with making mistakes. You got to speak some sentences that are not going to be correct, vocabulary or grammar-wise or whatever. And that perfectionism is garbage, which we have to get rid of. Clearing up our space is a way of acting our way into better living. So now we're getting into the fun part. When you do the work to get rid of negative clutter, you have space for the good stuff to come in. Fill the well of yours. You are a well. Fill it with magic and delight. With very minimum material items, Henry David Thoreau lived in a simple cabin at Walden Pond. By decluttering his life, he got rid of a lot of stuff to be able to go out and live in this little cabin. And then he had the space in his soul to connect with what thrilled him, nature. He talked about it. The true harvest of my daily life is somewhat as intangible and indescribable as the tints of morning or evening. It's a little stardust caught, a segment of the rainbow which I have captured. This man was thrilled by capturing a rainbow. And in order to be able to feel that, to really not just intellectualize it, but feel in his heart, he had made space for those feelings to come in. During this, one of the benefits of the economic downturn that we're in is I think many of us have relearned this power of spiritual rewards which come from simple living. For many of us, the downturn forced us to say, okay, we're not going to go out to those kind of expensive restaurants or have as many fancy items in our lives anymore. But we've learned a game of Scrabble and drinking tea with someone you care about, many times it doesn't get any better than that. You are really happy, and you didn't need a lot of things. So I encourage you, getting a little bigger. Once you declutter, you can be moving towards doing something that excites you. Make a list of fantasy things in your life that you want to do, regardless. Make a list, Linda Brunn. 20 things. Now just pick one of them to do. It could be eating more raspberries. It could be skydiving. Right now, I am on a decorating mission in my office, kind of driving my wife crazy, but she's hanging in there with me, because I have passion to make the places around me beautiful and easy to live in. Okay. As you go through this, you can connect with beauty. Maybe make a date with yourself to go out and go to a movie or go to Longwood Gardens. And in this, great nature painter George O'Keefe's quote can be helpful. Nobody sees a flower, really. It's so small and it takes time. We don't have time. We have to make time to see the flower. So make time, see the flower, and then act on that force that drives you. Dylan Thomas said that we're talking about in ourselves the same force that goes through the green stem of a flower. Let that force drive you. I have other thoughts to share, but I'm not going to clutter you up. Let us join in singing.